Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. I went over to your house and you came up with this. I just want you to taste this. I ended up eating about a dozen.
Okay,
of these
I can
cookies.
Understand
now,
that.
What are those cookies?
They are called Zaletti, and they're from Venice. They're a very old cookie. You could have made them with lard. You could make them with oil. In the modern recipe, it's made with butter. Butter and sugar, eggs, alcohol, and dried fruits, and then flour and baking powder, salt. That's pretty much the dough. The reason I even got the recipe is that my dear friend, Giulia Della Croce, who is a terrific cookbook author and also blogs, she wanted me to make this recipe because she wanted to see if it worked for me as well as anybody else. She wrote a pretty detailed recipe. These cookies can have currants and raisins. And I even chopped up some dried red cherries to put in. You could make them with dried huckleberries and dried red cherries, and we'd have a very local version.
Yeah, you would.
You make this dough. It's a fairly wet dough. You can then shape them into logs, and then you refrigerate them, and then you cut them up and then bake them. I made the recipe according to what Giulia had sent me. There's a step in the recipe where you cream the butter with the sugar to light and fluffy. Yeah. You beat in a couple of eggs, which was fine, worked great. Then I was supposed to beat in 2 tablespoons of either rum or cognac. And that's where I had a problem. I had a curdled mixture. I have a KitchenAid mixer with a big bowl, and I use the flat beater. It's a paddle. So once I added the alcohol, I got this curdled mess. I wrote to Giulia. I said, the cookies turned out fine after I had completed the batter and everything, but why did this happen? And she said, I don't know. I'll make them again, and I'll let you know. So she made them twice. She didn't have the problem. So then I thought, okay, she's doing something that I'm not doing. I thought that once the eggs were beaten into the butter and the sugar, why don't I switch to the whip attachment?
Okay.
And then start beating with the whip attachment and then drizzle in the alcohol. Two tablespoons, rum or cognac.
Sure.
And that did the trick.
Oh, that's it.
I had this very smooth mixture and there was no curdling or anything like that. So I wrote to Giulia and I said, Giulia, this is what I did. So there's really no problem with the recipe. And she said, well, that's how I do it.
She didn't tell you.
She didn't tell me.
When you do some little step like that, you need to pass that on in the recipe.
And this is really the whole point of why we're even discussing this cookie is when you read a recipe and you see a direction and you follow it and something is wrong, then chances are there was something that was changed in the procedure.
And you weren't apprised of it.
And if you could write to the author of the recipe, that would help.
Yeah.
But if you're getting something from a cookbook, and if you can get in touch with the author of the recipe from the cookbook, great. Otherwise, you're just going to have to punt. Now, in this case, it really didn't matter, okay? I had this curdled mess, but it was okay. Everything turned out great.
It's an interesting little cookie, I think, because it resembles in some ways shortbread, and it has that same quality of good dunker. And
it's a great dunker, and it's crisp, and it's got polenta in it. It's got fine polenta.
There's this little polenta thing.
If you let the dough sit in the refrigerator, the rolls of dough sit, even for a week, it's fine. The dough will not spoil. It softens the polenta a bit so that if one is opposed to having a gritty tasting cookie, then let the dough sit for a few days before you bake them. But I love the contrast. I love the gritty texture and the chewy fruit. Yesterday, while I was looking at the recipe and getting it ready to bring for us to record today, I dunked, I think, 3 or 4 into hot coffee.
Yeah, so did I. The remnants of those that I carted off. I'm struck by the fact that they're in no way overly sweet or anything.
No, they're
like
not.
That.
This recipe makes 4 to 5 dozen cookies, and there's a half cup of sugar in the dough. Divide that by 48 or more.
Is this going to be available?
This will be available on mtpr.org, and I will also have it on my blog, thebakingwizard.com.
Very good idea. And with that, we advise you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.